And of course, you're listening to the Fabtacular 1 Hour Special Show. Enjoy.
Remixed by Group Love.
Yeah, because crazy. Tom. Not on this show, okay? Your show maybe on the other network that we won't talk about, but not this show. We have standards.
I'm just picking my nose at the moment, so we clearly don't have any standards.
And now he's eating radio. It. Tom, don't eat it. No, he's cooking it first. He's putting in a stew. Tom, please stop.
Sorry.
The joke finished ages ago. You kept going.
Well, I needed...
just please. You're making a fool of this show. Now, of course, disaster's happening. I think this is the year of the disasters. I mean, you had Fukushima. Let's not talk about that.
No, let's not talk about that.
Recently in America, you got the earthquakes. And in
yes,
fact,
of course.
The New York region's actually in a state of emergency. That's so retarded. Any looters out there, good on you. Go take a VCR.
Well, would you call the London riots a disaster as well? It was a man-made disaster, not a natural
disaster.
Well,
maybe this is leading up to the kind of the Mayan calendar ending. Yeah, the end of 2012. You know, the UK people, they're going batshit.
They've realised that they've gone, oh shit, we're fucked. Let's may as well, you know, go out and have lots of free shit.
I can't believe that there's not enough sexual assaulting. I'm disappointed in the UK people.
Well, I'm not.
That's naturally what I do.
No.
That's what I do. If I was a writer, which I'm not. Tom, surely.
You just assault people sexually.
Man, if I live near kindergarten,
men,
not
women,
saying anything,
children,
myself, I'd just masturbate in the streets, public. You know, that kind of thing. Ruin their eyes. You know what
I'm
saying?
Just walk outside. You got a naked Asian guy fapping in the middle of the street.
Yeah. Except it'd be the British version of me. And so I'd be like, oh, hello, John Lennon.
That's not an accent. Stop doing accents.
I love my accents. Okay, so here's the thing. Do you know any celebrities that have been involved in the earthquakes in America? I mean, is Lindsay Lohan, did she fall down like one of the crevices? I mean, what happened?
No, she definitely didn't because she was suing somebody for something the other day,
well,
so
actually,
she's still around.
Well, what happened?
Sadly.
I think she actually confused one of the fault lines with a line of cocaine. She gets anything that's got a line in it, she freaks the shit out. But anyone else, like maybe Rosie O'Donnell, did she get stuck in one of the lines?
Of course she would never fit. But,
no, of course not.
I haven't heard anything of Rosie O'Donnell for about 10 years. So maybe she's dead.
Yeah, or maybe
we can only hope, really.
Maybe she fell out of bed and that caused the earthquake.
Oh, snap. Take that, Rosie O'Donnell.
Of course, it's interchangeable with Chrissy Swan. She's just the Australian version.
Exactly.
Rosie, of course,
if we had
America,
an earthquake in Australia, we'd be making Chrissy Swan jokes.
Even on The Circle, like her co-workers be like, hey, Chrissy Swan, you fat shit.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why you get a job on this show, motherfucker. No, that's not true. Love Chrissy.
No, you don't.
I love it how every time I bag her out, I just try and justify. I'm like, nah, I love Chrissy.
I love it. Maybe that's it. Maybe you love her so much. It's like that thing when you're in primary school. And when you hate the girl, you're like... when you like the girl, you always like be mean to her and you hit her and stuff. And then in the end, you end up making out and it's like,
That's
there you go, guys. Violence against women works.
That's a far cry from the truth, Tom. But I'm thinking, in Australia, I mean, we haven't really been... I mean, sure, we had the floods in Queensland.
The floods were pretty intense, Jules.
They weren't that
same
bad.
With the Black
Let's
Saturday
be honest.
Fires.
Water isn't that powerful. Okay.
It did kill a bunch of people.
But what the fuck? Their fault, okay? Shouldn't have gotten in the way of the flooding. The flood's coming towards you. Do you walk towards the flood?
No, I don't think they were.
Leave?
I think they were running away from the flood.
Yeah, sure they were.
Well, they're on a roof, avoiding the flood.
No, I reckon they're stupid. They thought, oh, you know, surfing's
Let's
fun.
They all thought
everyone whole family's dead. Whole family's dead. That's not fun, okay?
It's not fun. I don't think anyone did that.
But how about in Melbourne? Melbourne, we've been actually going pretty well.
Melbourne's been
pretty
good.
We've got some wonderful weather at the moment, which is always great.
It's beautiful. I've been having such a nice week.
I'm slowly adjusting because I usually wear a lot of clothes.
Now, now you're naked, so you need to even it out a little bit, Jules.
Hey, I got thongs on. Okay, let's not forget the thongs.
Yeah, it kind of makes you look
warm. Keeps the feet warm.
It doesn't.
But I wear socks with thongs. So
you're wearing socks, thongs, and you're completely naked otherwise.
Yep, basically.
Wow.
Well, hey, that's the Julie Street fashion.
Ladies, if you want to come out to the studio, have a peek through the window.
So I'm thinking what we do in Australia is we should just, you know, I mean, we've been doing really well. I think we replicate some disasters
here
in Australia just to prove to the world, just to thank you. You know, because they've been doing it tough.
So we're going to just have some disaster. We're going to make our own disasters.
Make our own disasters so then, you know, they can feel better about themselves.
And help us out.
Well, I mean, we could use that money to give it to them, but no, I think we use that money to make ourselves worse.
So instead of trying to build up the rest of the world, you're bringing us all down.
Exactly.
So we're all third world countries.
Exactly.
That's your plan?
Because, I mean, you know, let's face it, who doesn't love a good riot? You know,
I love a San Andreas type riot where all the black guys are just carrying TVs.
Oh, man, San Andreas here in Melbourne. So I'm thinking we go rioting.
Yeah, we're
in fact,
rioting.
That's initiative on the show. We're creating an event, Darren Hitch style.
An event.
Cronulla riot, riot style.
Riot at Monash Uni. Come on.
Riot without the racism.
So no, just a riot. Just rioting just riot. For fun.
Just for the fun. You know, head down to the canteen, grab a handful of chips.
Why not?
That kind of, it might burn your hand. But you know what? You're supporting the effort at Monash.
We're going to start this. It's happening. It's happening for real.
Exactly. I mean, how can we... I mean, obviously, bushfires. We're going to need to get some of that. And so, I mean, I'm thinking you want to be an arsonist.
I am. I do like a little bit of fire. Yeah, but I'm not saying that I want to set a forest on fire and kill a lot of people.
Apparently, it's good pay. And you know what?
It's good pay.
It's
how's
great
it
to
good
put
pay?
On your CV. You say, hey.
I killed people with fire.
Well, you don't have to kill people. You just start the fire. And there's a fire killed the people. Not so you, Tom. See, you instigated
it, though.
No, but you're
an accessory,
Tom,
to the murder.
Are you an element of nature, also known as fire?
Well, no, I'm not, but I started. I created the fire.
Tom, guns don't kill people. Bullets do, okay? Bullets kill people.
Well, you put the bullet in the gun.
No, but you're not the gun, Tom. Tom,
yeah,
you're
the only way a gun can kill someone is if somebody pulls
Tom,
the trigger.
You're delusional.
I'm not delusional. You're
delusional.
Calling
000.
Fuck off.
Blatant attacks because you've got no real evidence. That's what you've resorted to, Tom.
And you're saying that
that's what
that
you've resorted to.
Anyone that sets a fire and kills people in the process,
Tom,
it's not their fault.
You don't have to kill people. You just have to set the fire. So, I'm thinking we can go tsunamis. Now, obviously, Australia, we don't really get tsunamis.
How would we create a tsunami?
Well, I'm thinking if we go to the Mount Waverley swimming pool, get the wave creator. we crank that bitch up to 1,000, okay? Then floods.
It'd be a
tsunamis.
Massive news story. Tsunami started in Mount Waverley. People be like, how?
What?
How?
Because the wave creator at Waverley Pool.
That's retarded. It would be fucking hilarious, though.
Yeah. Well, then let's do it. Let's make it a reality.
It's happening. Event page coming tonight. Start a riot at Monash and then finish off with a tsunami at Waverley Pool.
Zero attending. Because you all know that's going to happen. And I think the biggest thank you, or perhaps a fuck you to us, because that's essentially what we're doing.
Yeah.
Making us worse. I say we have Karl Stefanovic making Prime Minister.
Oh, no.
And Chrissy Swan as Vice Prime Minister, if that's what you call it.
Deputy.
Deputy, that's what I meant to say.
So, essentially, just giving Australia a death sentence.
Basically. And he's going to be hosting the Today Show during question time.
Wow.
And Chrissy Swan's going to have a circle there with... Well, here's the thing. It's going to be great because you can have Penny Wong on the panel. She's got the gay lesbian and she's Asian. You know, ditch the other Asian chick on the circle.
Yeah,
I mean,
her.
She's not even real. She's tanned. Fuck that.
Nah.
And then we can have, you know, Peter Garrett. He's a bit fucked up, weird.
Oh, Peter Garrett, classic.
Then we need
guy.
Another fat chick. Or maybe an Aborigine. Is there an Aboriginal in Parliament? Or did they not get that far?
I don't think they've gotten that far yet, to be honest.
Oh, not true. I love Aboriginal women. Especially the Aboriginal model.
Wow.
There's one in the world. Should be more. Should be more.
There should definitely be more.
Should be more. Should be like negative one more.
Wow.
No.
Being racist on the show. Always classic
stuff. Well, I mean, what happened last week? We cracked out a Noongar.
That was
preempted Noongar. Didn't really appreciate
don't
that.
Don't bring it back up,
Jules. Okay, anyway.
I tried to disown that.
So, disasters. Get on it. Event page tonight in the Facebook. Please, join the Facebook page.
We're not going to make an event, are we?
We are not going to. So you go to facebook.com/FAPTAC, which is FAPTAC. Join the page. Have some fun. And we're cutting to a song right now.
This is Young Giant with their track Strings. Enjoy.
Strings, eh?
Yeah.
Reminds me of those cheese string things. Bend me, shake me.
How did that song remind you of that?
My childhood was fucked up. You're listening to, FAPTAC. And, of course, maybe you don't know who we are.
Before we go into it, I just want to make a massive shout out to the people outside the studio.
Oh, my God.
It is going off. If you're in the general Monash area, come up to the studio, look inside. We've got all the nerds playing WoW outside. It's going off. I think there's like a 99-1% ratio of Asian to white people.
Oh, dude, it is amazing. There are Asian chicks with no breasts pushing their breasts against the bulletproof.
So, they're men, Jules. That's why.
Well, I've got a boner. I can't tell the difference. I'm telling you. They're both very attractive.
I just really love nipples.
Asian nipples, Tom.
Okay, sorry.
Because white chicks, it's like the milk coming out. Anyway, no, not true. So this show, I mean, we got 50 likes on the Facebook page, which we're grateful of.
We are. We're so grateful. I mean, a lot of them were probably people that knew us before we started the show.
Yeah, exactly.
But we have a couple that actually really do enjoy the show.
Oh, my God.
And thank you to them, and thank you to everyone that listens.
Talking about getting big, of course, the We Talk, You Die that we do.
Yes.
If you're listening to the podcast, we actually got one like who was someone we didn't know.
I know. How crazy was that?
I lost my shit.
Or someone we didn't interview.
It's probably one of the band members. But hey, now this show, not going too popular, but I'm thinking...
it's okay. 50's not too bad. It's going all right. Compared to some other Radio Monash shows.
Admittedly, we've been around for, you know, a couple decades now. Really kicked off.
No, we need a couple of initiatives, don't we, Jules?
Well, no, it's not an initiative. It's more a discussion, Tom.
A discussion.
See, we're changing pace. You know, okay. We go from initiative to discussion to downright offensive, then a Chrissy Swan segment.
And then off to initiative.
No, back to... Then Carl. You want to kind of, you know, ricochet between those two people because they're wonderful personalities. Shit people. Now I'm just thinking, what can we do to help this show make it more popular? I'm thinking... Obviously, the whole point of branding is you write off other people's success.
Yeah,
so, you
exactly.
know, like for bands, for example, you're touring with another band, yeah. you're sidelining.
Yeah, exactly. You're supporting them. And then people are like, oh, I never knew who you were, but because you support my favorite band, yeah. I like you.
Don't really care for your music. But oh my God, you're touring the Black Eyed Peas, having sex with you tonight. Okay, huge orgy. That's, my house tonight, people. Check it out.
Jules, you're not touring with the Black Eyed Peas.
I am. Me and Fergie, we're going out. It's hot, okay? By the way, new girlfriend, Fergie, watch out in a couple of weeks. It's going to be on PerezHilton.com.
She's going to be on the show as well.
Yeah. Fergie, well, no, I don't want to get the personal life and the business life mixed up, Tom. You know me, okay? I'm not that kind of guy. So I'm thinking, Hamish and Andy are big.
Yeah, we should...
I'm thinking we do the Hamish and Andy and Julius and Tom show on Gap Year.
On Channel 9.
Caravan of Courage around China.
On Channel 9.
Channel 9, 10, 7... SBS, and then on satellite TV,
yes.
just get everything involved, yeah. really.
Get everyone.
Sidelining with Arj Barker, 7pm yeah. yeah. Project.
Oh, man.
Husey. I'm just trying to drop as many names show. As possible. Peep Show, the dude. Stephen Fry.
Yeah,
Penn and Teller, get some magic involved.
Okay.
Chrissy Swatno.
Julia Gillard.
Oh, yeah, get the politics involved.
Peter Garrett.
Who's a sports... Shane Warne's going to be
Warne,
there.
Shane Warne.
Yeah, you know, we could name names forever, which we will continue.
That is the name of the show.
So then that'd be great. It's going to be difficult. I'm thinking I'm the main co-host. Well, you three, Hamish, Andy, you co-host.
Well, nah, I'm just going to put it out there. The Gap Year show on Channel 9 at the moment. Apparently, it's been getting really average ratings.
Oh, really?
So they need something to pick it up because at the moment, it's the same thing week in and week out on the show.
Okay.
They're just carrying on one initiative pretty much throughout.
Like, so what do they actually do on the show?
It's like a talk show, but they can't... The first couple episodes, it was good because they had guests like James Franco, Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
And now they've ran out of guests. So they're just doing little like gags. Like they had people write on the Facebook wall what they want to do in New York. And they went and did it.
Okay.
Trying to have a barbecue with Hillary Clinton. But that's the same thing every show. And people are, you know, they're tuning out. So maybe...
We can be like Hamish and Andy when they went on Rove.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, kind of the sideline act.
We can do the funny thing because everyone loved Hamish and Andy more than Rove.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, now they suck. We can be the guys that they love more than Hamish and Andy.
So what's the anti-ghosting? I mean, what can we do that I
anti-ghosting,
suppose...
Anti-ghosting, I don't know, like humping
I know.
Them, humping
See how
people.
Long we can upskirt a chick without getting caught. Hey? Hey?
Yeah.
Hey?
Oh,
family friendly.
Not really.
Get the school kids involved, you know. Just reports of kids at school. Trying to do upskirting.
But, like, we do upskirting incredibly, like, blatantly. Like,
yeah,
just
exactly.
like, hey, you, I'm upskirting you.
Just slowly my head peering out of the table. Just like, hey, have you noticed me yet?
Of course, like, taking... Julius, I'm your mother.
And we're actually going to put the upskirts on the website. That's going to generate more views. Of course,
wow.
more interest.
And then, you know, police interest as
then
well.
Then jail time.
Wicked.
Hey, we can do a show from jail. Hey?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know if they allow that.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't. We'll bring our own equipment. They'd probably confiscate.
Yeah.
Never good.
But that actually, Julius, I'm surprised that you came up with a genuinely good idea then.
Oh, wait, this show is one brilliant idea, you know, backed by me. What are you doing, Tom?
I'm taking skin off my finger. I got
what
a blister.
You got a blister. You don't touch it. It's like you got pimples. You don't shoot yourself in the face with a 410 shotgun. I don't think that's even a shotgun, but whatever.
A 410.
Anyway, that's way too professional.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show, guys. That was Cold Cave with their track Life Magazine, another remix.
Life Magazine? Is that an actual magazine?
It is, but the song's also called Life Magazine.
Sue those bastards. We'll get some great cash for this show.
Yeah,
get
so
mics.
You're on Fat Tackle 1 Hour Special, sponsored by Autobahn.
Oh, wow.
We got a sponsor, Autobahn.
They even gave us, what did they give us? A stereo, I think?
Yeah, I got a vibrating sex doll for the car. Plug into the car.
I think that's the other sponsor we have, X, Club X. Of course, Club X, please. We get, in fact, if you mention our name, you get the $2 peep shows instantly become 50 cents.
Yeah.
So that's always good fun. I want to see, every time I go by Club X, I've never done the $2 peep show. I've always just wanted to do it just for the sake of I can go, I've done it.
How many times have you been to Club X?
Never.
Okay. Actually, you like every time I go to Club X, I've never been to the peep show.
No, every time I walk past Club X. And it's weird. One time when I was a kid, I accidentally walked into Club X. Dad got really angry. I honestly didn't know.
They were just you're clearly 18.
Hey, my dick was big enough when I was a kid.
Oh, ladies.
Ladies or guys. Or maybe even porn producers. Eh? Big dicks. And I'm Asian, so that I should be getting paid millions.
Yeah, no shit.
It's impossible. Of course, this show should be getting paid millions, but of course we don't have the audience.
But also, we like to do it volunteer because it's to help out the community. This is community radio at its finest.
Yeah, I'm sure we were bagging out people before, but to help the community, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no shit. Now, also, this show, to be honest, obviously not going too well. We need some more listeners. Now, Tom, you know the problem with you?
What's my problem?
You don't do any voice training. You know, I'm, you know, an hour before the show, I'm doing the Dore Mi Fa So.
Really?
Drinking, you know, bourbon.
Drinking vodka.
You know, that's not really helping your voice. And you got to stop the smoking, man.
You know, I do it for image. I do it because people say it's cool. I hate cigarettes. They're disgusting. But I just love being cool.
I hear you're doing it for the world record. You're getting prepared for the world record. Yeah. Most cigs smoked at one time.
Exactly. I mean, I already have 7 types of cancer at the moment. But, you know, since I'm going to die anyway, I may as well keep smoking them.
Exactly. You want to get to 9 types of cancer. Why not? You're going for the big 9.
Maybe get a record for the most cancer.
Gangrene on both feet. Oh. See, usually you get on one, but you're going for both.
Yeah, I can't walk very well anymore with the gangrene.
It hurts. I crawl everywhere now.
I can't feel my feet anymore.
Hey, that's chicks dig that though.
I don't think they do. I don't think anyone digs foot job with gangrene.
Give yourself a foot job with your footy.
But you
gangrene.
Know, they may not appreciate the gangrene feet, but they love the fact that I smoke. I roll my own cigarettes,
And they love it
cool.
How you blow the smoke onto their face. They love that.
Exactly.
Love it. Hey, tutors love that. By the way, if you want to get a HD, go up to your tutor.
Blow smoke
in their face.
Yeah, exactly.
And then sack tap them. I find that always goes well.
What if it's
so
a female?
So smoke first.
Female
finger,
tutor.
Just finger her.
Wow.
It's anti-sack tap. Don't do it. Please don't do it. That's fucked. That's so fucked.
Oh,
please
Julius.
Don't do it. So, one last thing to boost this show. I mean, obviously, Hamish and Andy, not big enough for this. We need Husey. Husey is the prime time.
Husey.
Fuck Husey. We're getting Kate from Husey and Kate.
We just get Kate. Oh, man.
And she can just be a bitch.
She can
just
whinge
about herself.
About how bad her kids are.
Yeah, exactly.
As all female comedians
I hate
do.
It how I have to feed them and I have to wake up, take them to school. It's like, you should have thought about that.
Before
it's
you
kind
got
of what
knocked
you do
up.
With kids.
I mean, you know, if it was accidental, you could have adoption. Could have given them away.
Dude, I think her having kids must have been accidental for the person who had sex with her because no one would have, in their right mind, would have done that, Tom. It was purely accidental. And the father's like, fuck, now I gotta, you know, father the kid.
Imagine
that's
how
even
ugly
bigger
those
mistake.
Kids would be.
Oh, God, it'd be,
so
it'd
what,
be tragic.
So we're trying to get Husey and Kate on the show, or what?
No, if we get them on the show, they're going to be so good. They're going to kick us off, okay? Remember what happened to Dave? No. Dave, he got kicked off, went to Vega. Do you want to work at Vega, Tom?
I would love to work at Vega.
All right, that's the attitude you don't want at all.
At least I get paid for working if I worked at Vega.
I'd rather work at MTR than Vega. And no one even knows about MTR.
Oh, wow, MTR. Jesus.
You got Andrew Bolt in the morning. Wait, Andrew Bolt's on it. You know it's a shit station.
Oh, if he's God. On
also, one last thing. We need to create a fad. Because, you know, Pokemon kicked off because, you know, obviously
Pokemon,
cute
Digimon.
Animals. Digimon. We're going to be releasing the Fat Tack trading card game. That's what we're doing. It's
so
going to be amazing.
What are going to be on their trading cards exactly, Julius?
I suppose we just have different variations of us.
Just
so,
different photos.
Julius, no clothes on. That's a rare card. Actually, that's a common card.
That's all the cards.
Julius with all clothes on.
That's the
rarest
first.
Card. Shiny, holographic. It's like the shiny Charizard.
Yeah. Tom with a crack pipe.
Common card. Not very rare. Maybe Chrissy Swan could be a card. Yeah.
And you just
you need several cards. You need to pan it out. You can't really fit her on the one card.
You're doing Chrissy Swan.
Oh, we could have like the Exodia, where you got like different body parts, and if you get all the parts of Chrissy Swan, so Chrissy Swan's arm, other arm, and you get all the cards, you win the game. It's like, oh my
that's
god,
that's awesome.
Got all
it's
the
like,
parts of Chrissy Swan.
There's only 7 parts, and like that's it. We only create one set of Chrissy Swan, and you have to somehow get all of them. And if you do, call us. Call in. Yeah. And we'll give you a prize. I don't know what the hell it would be.
And we also got for the magic cards, because you got the monsters. You know, Pokemon, you had the monsters and the magic cards. Magic cards, you have different types of liquor for Karl Stefanovic. and maybe racist quotes.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it'd be like, Karl
winning
said...
gold Logie card.
If you get the gold Logie card, you win the game instantly. Win the game.
Please give it to us so we can have like anything that resembles a gold Logie or a trophy for us, because we don't win anything.
Or maybe how it could work is if you get there's the golden Logie card, right? And you got the character cards, me, you, Carl. And then if you put the cards together, so you put the golden Logie card on top of Julius, win the game. I won the That's what it is. It's the golden Logie game. You got to win the golden Logie. That's the aim of the game. Well, we'll figure it out later.
We should get, just in a side note, we should probably just branch out to TV soon as well. Oh. So we can get a gold Logie for real. Because, I mean, if Carl can win it, and Chrissy Swan can be nominated, why the hell can't we be nominated
Dude,
and win a gold
I'm
Logie?
I'm thinking we have our own kids show.
Own kids show.
Yeah?
Yep.
I could be a character.
Okay.
Well, obviously, I'm going to be a fucking character. It's going to be called Tom and Jules. It's called the Fat-tacular 1-Hour Special.
Okay, on TV. For kids, sorry.
Yeah, we'll get the writers from SpongeBob.
Yes.
Yeah.
This crazy shit, just like...
And then we get... And then we'll get the really crap animation of the Australian... Australian cartoons. Like, I'm thinking...
We get SpongeBob writers, but everything else is Australian, so it's a horrible show.
Blinky the Koala? Is that even a thing?
Yeah, I'm not sure if his name.
Tabanuka with the fucking... the
Tabanuka?
Remember the dragon?
No.
There's the dragon. And then there's the guy, Tabanuka, and who's the dolphin, and the kid, they swim.
Oh, that guy.
I don't know what it's called.
What the fuck, man?
That thing, Elvis... The Elvis fucking show. Oh,
Little Elvis.
Little Elvis. Good I don't one. Know my fucking shows.
Johnson
but
and Friends.
Oh,
yes. Johnson. Classic.
Anyway, so they're my ideas.
Yeah, they're good.
And I think we're going to cut to a small song.
We are.
And,
why not?
You know, it's always good fun. We get the songs. Because you've got the talking, the songs, and then the talking, and then the outro, and then some other bullshit show that runs for ages. But hey, you know what? Enjoy this.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, please subscribe to the podcast through iTunes by typing We Talk You Die into the search bar. And hey, please join the Facebook page by going to essentially facebook.com and typing in We Talk You Die into the search bar. It's 22 minutes. Thank you and goodbye.